Earlier this week, I paid a visit to the BP gas station in the South Loop at Roosevelt and Wabash. The price that day was $4.59 a gallon for regular unleaded, which is much higher than where I'm from in Northwest Indiana. And the question I asked customers was, why are gas prices so high here in Chicago?
I don't know. I think that the people in the high office do what they want, and we just have to go with the flow.
Probably city taxes. They increase the price on everything.
The economy, I guess.
I mean, I'd imagine there's no reasoning at all, except to make more money.
You know, there might be something to that last point, but first, let's go over what we do know.
Well, Chicago's unique for a few different reasons. Even prices outside our region could be going down, and our prices are going up.
That's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com. DeHaan says many factors that help set gas prices for the entire country are simply out of our control. For starters, the sky-high price of crude oil on the global market, thanks to demand in Asia, turmoil in the Middle East, and good old Mother Nature, like the flooding we experienced earlier this month.
There's nothing really to fix. That's just the way the free market works with gasoline. Prices go up and down.
Still, if you live in Chicago, it's usually up. Another reason for that is the process of refining the crude oil before it gets to the pump. There are four refineries that generally serve the Chicago market, including BP's massive refinery in nearby Whiting, Indiana, literally right across the state border. The Whiting refinery has been around longer than there have been automobiles. It was part of John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil Empire in the late 1800s. Of course, it's more expensive now to refine crude oil than it was back then, primarily because of environmental concerns. You've probably heard about the cleaner burning summer blend that the EPA requires for cities like Chicago. At the Whiting refinery, I talked to BP spokesman Scott Dean.
Summer gasoline, or gasoline with a different RVP, is a different formulation. You can't use some of your lighter ends, such as your butanes, to add to the volume of the gasoline because it would evaporate out in the higher temperatures. So it is more expensive in the summer.
Now, you'd think since the Whiting refinery is practically across the street from Chicago, it would be cheaper to deliver it to gas stations around the city. But Dean says that's not how wholesale pricing works.
It's called the rack price. The rack price is what the tanker truck driver, who may be representing any number of companies, will get the fuel, will pay whatever the rack price that they've agreed to. The retailer will then determine the final price that they sell at the street.
All right. I think I'm recording. Pulled up at the BP gas station at Ashland, Fullerton, and Clybourne. All right, I'm here with
Beth Mosher, AAA Chicago spokesperson.
All right, I'm going to do something that is almost sacrilegious for any Hoosier to do if you're living in Indiana, is to actually put gas in within the city of Chicago. So I put a little gas in this morning just to get to Chicago. I think it was at $3.95 a gallon. Here, I think it's $4.69.
You know, it's an important point to make that everybody wants to take it out on their local gas station owner, you know, why these prices are so high. But the reality is when prices are this high, the profit margins for these gas stations are so thin. They're going to make more out of a bag of Doritos that they're selling you than they are the gas.
Okay, so we've heard about oil prices, Mother Nature, refinery issues, and EPA mandates. But now we've come to the final factor that drives up prices and drive Chicago motorists mad.
First and foremost, we have to, when we're talking about Chicago gas prices, we have to talk about the high taxes in Chicago. About 70 cents on the gallon is what people pay in Chicago for gas taxes. Really, really a high number, especially given that the statewide average is 49 cents on the gallon.
Those figures can and do fluctuate, but generally 70 to 90 cents for every gallon of gas you're pumping in Chicago, about one-fourth of the price, come from taxes. So if gas costs $4.67 a gallon, that would mean 18 cents goes to the feds, 43 cents for the state, and if you live in Chicago, tack on another 33 cents for Cook County and the city. Some of that are sales taxes, and the rest are motor fuel taxes that are there for a reason.
gas taxes go in large part to pay for roads and bridges and some of the capital projects that we all think are so important.
Although not all of that money ends up fixing our roads, increasingly it's going towards things like pensions. The state of Illinois alone charges 6.25%. 20 years ago, when gas was much cheaper, that meant just pennies on the dollar. But now, that can be an extra 20 cents or more per gallon, since the higher the gas price, the more taxes you pay.
Most states don't do that. Most states tax only based on per unit or per gallon, if you will. So even if the cost goes up, the amount of tax you pay does not go up in terms of your overall cost.
John Tillman is CEO of the Chicago-based Illinois Policy Institute. They're calling for the state sales tax to be changed so it's based on the number of gallons purchased and not the price. Still, if prices aren't coming down anytime soon, what are drivers supposed to do? Well, for one thing, we can buy less gas. AAA Chicago's Beth Mosher.
And again, we urge people not to wait for the government to do things, but start consolidating your trips and take the L or the Metro train if that's a possibility to you. Do things on your own to get better gas mileage out of your car.
Okay, sure, but here's the thing. Even if you buy that fuel-efficient hybrid or an electric car, you still may not be out of the woods. Right now, lawmakers in Springfield are talking about boosting motor fuel taxes. They want to make up the lost revenue from fuel-efficient cars that use less gas. And they may even impose fees on fuel-efficient vehicles themselves to help fund road repairs. As one supporter of this idea told me, "Sorry, Chicago drivers, there's no free lunch." I'm Michael Puente.